landing in San Juan del Sur. It's probable that some Spanish conquistador planted a flag on this beach, had a prayer said by the priest on the expedition, and had to pull a sword and fight locals who didn't like the intrusion. San Juan del Sur is a most popular place, a party town, a hot spot on international bulletin boards, a place to see and be seen. There have been plenty of footsteps on these streets before Scott Trex got here, and last night's waves washed footprints away to start the next day with a clean slate. Two images come to mind when walking the town. The first is what happens when you stand on the beach and waves come around your feet and erode the sand you were standing on. The second is a conglomeration of good and bad on the beach in the morning as you beachcomb and find beautiful shells among the plastic containers. The whole town gives a feeling of looseness, of pieces barely kept together, of ankle bracelets and incense, of pagan gods and too much alcohol, drugs, and bottled water. If I'm going to fit in here, I need to loosen my belt a notch.